A coaching change, college commitments and the battle for playoff berths were the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League headlines last week. The Kindersley Clippers and head coach and general manager Ken Plackan have agreed to part ways, it was announced last week. At the time of his departure, the team was last in the SJHL with an 1-1-2-9-2-5 record. Plackan joined the team in March of 2020. Assistant coach Tyler Traptow is leading the bench for the rest of the season. The Clippers are advertising for a new head coach and general manager. With a win over Yorkton on Saturday night, the Estevan Bruins clinched a spot for the SJHL playoffs. Now 6 of the league's 8 playoff spots have been decided. The following teams also have already locked up a postseason berth: Battleford's North Stars, Humboldt Broncos, Flin Flon Bombers, LaRange Ice Wolves, and Melfort Mustangs. 2 members of the Humboldt Broncos have recently committed to play NCAA Division I hockey. 16-year-old forward Matthew Van Blaricom has verbally committed to play at Michigan Technological University in Houghton, Mich. He joined the Broncos in late November from the U18 AAA Tisdale Trojans. The Southey product has scored 10 goals and accumulated 21 points in 27 games. Fellow 16-year-old Connor Miller has committed to the Augustana University. The Sioux Falls, SD school is moving up to the NCAA Division I level next season. Miller has a goal over 4 games with the Broncos this season. The Lipton, Sask, product has spent most of the season with the U18 AAA Moose Jaw Warriors. In 43 games, he has 25 goals and 56 points. Battleford's North Stars, 4-4-4-2-1. After 3 home victories last week, the league-leading North Stars are on a 4-game winning streak. The squad averaged 7.67 goals per game last week. A 5-goal second period helped Battleford's beat Yorkton 8-2 on February 21. Kean Bell powered the North Stars with 5 goals and 6 points. Netminder Josh Kotai made 35 saves. On February 24 at home, Battleford scored 3 goals in each period for a 9-2 win over the Melville Millionaires. Captain Jake Southgate netted a hat-trick. Colby Bear had 2 goals. Justin Marich had 30 saves. Things got physical with Melville having 79 penalty minutes and Battleford 63. There were 3 fights. The North Stars capped the week with a 4-goal third period to beat the visiting Notre Dame Hounds, 6-2. Displaying their offensive depth, 6 different Battleford's players scored. Southgate and Bell each had 4 points. Kotai stopped 29 shots. Humboldt Broncos, 3-5-1-3-1-0. The Broncos were 2-1 last week. They and Flin Flon, 3-4-1-3-2-1, are tied for second in the SJHL standings with 71 points, 20 behind Battleford's, as of Monday. On February 20, the Broncos beat Kindersley, 4-3. Humboldt scored once in the opening frame. Both teams scored 3 times in a 6-goal second period. 4 players scored for Humboldt. The Broncos outshot the Clippers, 43-35. The Humboldt team was unable to fend off a Nipawin Hawks comeback on the road February 24 and fell 4-3. Nipawin rallied from a 2-1 deficit in the second period. The Broncos rebounded to win 4-2 against the Hawks at home on Saturday. After a 2-2 first period, Humboldt scored once in each of the last 2 periods. Lucas Ceccarelli scored twice for the Broncos. Jared Picklick stopped 24 shots. LaRange Ice Wolves, 3-0-1-8-3-2. The fourth-place Ice Wolves split their weekend series with the Melfort Mustangs. On the road Friday, the LaRange team triumphed 4-2. The Ice Wolves were up 2-1 after the first and 3-1 at the end of the second. Ethan Strick had 2 goals for LaRange. Topher Kiriko made 39 saves. The Ice Wolves fell 4-3 at home on Saturday. Melfort Mustangs, 2-8-1-5-5-3. On February 24, the fifth-place Mustangs lost 4-2 at home to LaRange. The Ice Wolves led 2-1 and 3-1 at the intermissions. The Mustangs won 4-3 on the road on Saturday. It was a special teams battle. All of Melfort's goals came with the man advantage as the team went 4-for-9. LaRange was 2-for-9. Melfort led 2-1 and 3-2 at the intermissions. Ryan Duguay had the winning goal. Joel Favreau stopped 35 of the 38 shots he faced. Nipawin Hawks, 2-3, 2-2, 4-1. The Nipawin Hawks enter the week sitting in 7th place. They are 6 points behind the 6th place Estevan Bruins, who have clinched a playoff spot, and 2 ahead of the 8th place Weyburn Red Wings. The Hawks fell 6-4 at home on Feb. 21 to the Flin Flon Bombers. Flin Flon led 1-0 and 4-2 at the intermissions. Carson Dobson scored twice for Nipawin. At home on February 24, the Nipawin Hawks trailed 2-1 heading into the final period. Alex Ochitwa scored twice, and Finley Radloff scored his third of the season to put Nipawin on top, 4-2. Humboldt got one goal back, but the Hawks won, 4-3. Goalie Jackson Fellner had 36 saves in the victory. The Hawks and Broncos were tied at 2-2 after the first period on Saturday. Humboldt scored one goal each in the second and third to win 4-2. Notre Dame Hounds, 1-7, 2-5, 4-2. The Hounds start the week in 9th place, 9 points back of 8th place Weyburn. The Hounds got a good victory against the Red Wings last week. On February 20 in Wilcox, the Weyburn Red Wings tied things up at 3-3 early in the second period. The Notre Dame Hounds scored 3 straight goals. That helped them triumph 6-4. Jacob Lidgey scored twice and had 3 points. Carson Bales had 3 assists for the Hounds. Notre Dame goalie Tuckett Inabinnett made 36 saves. The Hounds lost 6-3 on the road to Kindersley on February 24. The next night, in North Battleford, the North Stars downed the Hounds, 6-2. Kindersley Clippers, 1-3, 3-0, 2-5. With 2 wins under interim head coach Traptow, the Clippers moved out of the SJHL basement last week. As of Monday, the team sat in 11th and was 1 point ahead of Melville. On February 20, the Clippers fell 4-3 to Humboldt. They trailed 1-0 after the first. Kindersley scored 3 times in the second, the same as the Broncos, but were unable to tie things up. The Yorkton Terriers scored 3 third-period goals to beat Kindersley, 5-4, on February 22. Kindersley led 2-1 after the first period and 3-2 after the second. The Clippers outshot the Terriers, 41-27. At home on February 24, the Clippers came out strong against the Notre Dame Hounds. Kindersley led 3-0 and 5-0 at the intermissions on the way to a 6-2 win. Logan Linklater and Matthew Motsoki each had 2 goals. Logan Falk turned away 23 shots. The Clippers made it 2 straight on February 25 with a 4-2 home victory over Melville. Kindersley scored once in the first and once in the second. Both teams lit the lamp twice in the third. Motsoki scored a hat-trick. Falk made 26 saves. Melville Millionaires, 1-3, 3-1, 5-1. Melville was 0-3 last week. The team lost 7-1 at home to Estevan on February 22. On February 24, the North Stars beat Melville, 9-2. The Millionaires were not able to score until the third period on February 25 and lost 4-2 to Kindersley on the road. Ethan Rao made 40 saves for Melville.